Let's get to our guest for the half hour. Tom Plum is with us. He is portfolio manager at the Plum Balanced Fund on the line from Sanibel, Florida. Tom, thanks for being with us. Happy New Year to you. I was looking at a note today from a market technician. I mean, it's been a phenomenal year for the equity market here in the U.S. with the S&P up 27%. Interestingly, though, during the course of that gain, it failed to drop below that 200-day moving average. And this technician was pointing out that could be pointing to some tough sledding in the year ahead. Is that possible? How do you see 2022?
Well, you know, Doug, we always remember an old saying that someone may be right or they may be wrong, but we listen to them when they're never in doubt. And a lot of analysts have been saying, because we've had this nice run in the market 2 years in a row, that we're due for a correction. That's possible, but the real thing is that the market reflects the future. And we have some real opportunities developing. We have an S&P 500 that still has approximately a 1.4% dividend yield compared to a 1.5% 10-year treasury yield. And we still see prospects of earnings growth next year. Usually that's a pretty good environment for stocks. The correction could come, and it could come short, and it could come long. But the real guess is, what do you do if you prepared for a recession or you prepared for the market to go down, and you have to then make the second decision of buying the right stocks on the way up?
Interesting then, Tom, because then I'd then bring in the concept of inflation, because it's been a while, and I'm using the term quite liberally. It's been a while since we've had to consider inflation in terms of measuring our returns and performance. Do you see inflation as playing a big part in terms of not just returns next year, but also expectations?
We do think that there's going to be inflationary pressure on the U.S. economy. The old days, we used to talk about inflation being the result of too much money chasing too few goods, and we've certainly been seeing that so far in the last part of this year, and it looks like we'll continue to see that next year. Companies, on the other hand, are going to work hard to protect their profit margins by either passing on some price increases or basically investing, and we're seeing this significantly, investing capital in labor-saving technology and software. Companies are going to keep working to be more efficient, even though there's a lot of pricing pressure out there because of the bottlenecks, because of the demand, because of the overall economy's recovering.
You sort of classified and outlined for us the types of companies and stocks that might actually thrive in 2022. I was wondering if you could give us specific examples, and if you could, just fair disclosure, if you do own those stocks.
Well, of course. Yeah, thanks. So, we were talking about inflation before, and, there is an old saying that you don't fight the Fed, and we have not had a Federal Reserve chairman or a Federal Reserve that's been restrictive since Paul Volcker or Alan Greenspan. And so we're in an environment where they're talking about reducing some of the stimulus, but it's still here. And the big thing that we've seen that they're fighting has been the incredible disruptive deflationary impact of technology. And that's going to continue to be a factor as companies try to reduce their costs, become more efficient. And two of the big costs, of course, are the commodities and the products that they use and labor. So if you think about what we're looking at in the future, a company like Autodesk, for example, which combines both the efficiency, it's a company that has a business model that's building up recurring revenue stream as they've moved all their people to, or all their clients to subscriptions, or they're trying to, and they're in the process of doing that. And they help you design energy efficient buildings and retrofit buildings. And it's the primary software used by architects and engineers around the whole world. So we look at a company like that and say, they're going to continue to be a factor because people are going to use those resources. They fit in with all of the big trends that are going on, and they have this business model where they're adding to recurring revenue, because there's probably less than half of the people who use their software who have been paying for it for the last few years.
Tom, you've been in this game a long time, and I know that over the course of your career, I'm sorry to cut you off there, that you've probably used the bond market as a reliable guide. But I would argue that the Fed has become such an active player in the bond market today that there is a level of distortion that we've never had to deal with. A 10-year Treasury at 150 when everyone's talking about a recovery in economic growth. Do you really believe that the bond market is a good guide these days, or is the distortion far too great?
You know, that's a great point. There is a lot of distortion, but it is what it is. You do have Treasury yields with the supply and demand setting the rates at 1.5%. So there's a lot of factors. We've talked about inflation and inflationary pressure, but still people are willing to take what would be in real terms a negative rate of return to own those Treasuries. So it's hard to say that it's right or wrong, but it's what it is out there. It's that yield. So we could measure the returns or the potential returns on stocks against a potential rate of return on interest rates. But I can tell you after 40 years, people do not predict interest rates very successfully. So you use what you have, which is the current rate.
Tom, in 10 seconds or so then, let me end on this. Do you think the Fed's going to be able to hike rates next year?
I think they will, but I think that we'll see that they will be very responsive if their hiking of rates causes the markets and the economy to slow down. I think they're hypersensitive to that. They're going to continue to be accommodative even if they try to withdraw some of the stimulus.
Tom, Happy New Year, sir. Tom Plumb, their portfolio manager of the Plumb Balanced Fund. This is Bloomberg.